Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy Davis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Carmen Fanzone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Julian Javier. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Cesar Geronimo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Plummer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Darryl Chaney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ross Grimsley. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ross Grimsley. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Geronimo. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Geronimo throws the ball into Javier, who tags Kessinger trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. Two outs. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geronimo. The throw from Rudolph and he is safe. Geronimo steals second. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Plummer and he is out, Cheney applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Darryl Cheney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheney hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-1 in the game. Rose is hit by the pitch. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Javier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rose. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Santo moves to third. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo scores. Hickman scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Fanzone hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudolph hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rose throws the ball into Morgan who tags Rudolph, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas hits a line drive towards third. Javier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Beckert moves to second. Pedro Bourbon now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger scores. Beckert moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. It's 5-0, Cubs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cheney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Beckert scores. Cardenal moves to third. Hickman moves to second. It's 6-0, Cubs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fanzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rose. Fanzone reaches second base with a double. Cardenal scores. Hickman scores. Davis goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, Cubs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rudolph hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Geronimo. Rudolph reaches second base with a double. Fanzone scores. It's 10-0, Cubs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 2 in the game. Pappas hits a pop-up towards short. Cheney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Rick Monday now playing center field. Jose Cardenal now playing right field. Joe Pepitone now playing first base. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 0 for 1 in the game. Plummer hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Cheney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheney is 0 for 1 in the game. Cheney takes first base on ball 4. Ted Olander pinch hits for Pedro Bourbon. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Sprague now pitching. Joe Haig now playing first base. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Javier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Paul Popovich now playing second base. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rose hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Santo. Rose reaches second base with a double. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Rose scores. It's 10-1, Cubs. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-2 in the game. Tolan hits a fly ball into left field. Santo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. Morgan moves to third. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Concepcion now playing shortstop. George Foster now playing right field. Cesar Geronimo now playing center field. Daryl Chaney now playing S. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Santo for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Geronimo hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 0-for-2 in the game. Plummer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cheney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Javier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-3 in the game. Pappas takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Hal McRae pinch hits for Ed Sprague. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Rose hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 0-for-1 in the game. Haig hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Santo. Haig reaches second base with a double. McRae scores. Foster goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3, Cubs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim McLaughlin now pitching.